Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The number of people dead around the world from COVID-19 has surpassed 4 million. This week, the UN Director General described how variants are causing a wave of death in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. In the U.S., it feels very different. Nearly half of Americans are fully vaccinated, and most restrictions are gone. But some areas of the country are struggling to get people vaccinated, and the Delta variant is spreading fast. Dr. Jean Marazzo is director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Alabama, by the way, has the lowest state vaccination rate in the country. Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. Good to be here.
So Georgetown University has identified clusters of infections in areas where vaccination rates are low. One is near you in Montgomery, Alabama. What are you seeing there in your home state?
Well, you're correct. Our vaccination coverage is really suboptimal. We have really not persuaded enough people to get out there and to get both doses of the vaccines that are available or the single dose J&J vaccine. We are starting, unfortunately, to see the ramifications of that. We are not at a point yet that some places are, like Nevada and Missouri, for example, which are clearly seeing an influx of predominantly younger unvaccinated patients in their intensive care units and in their hospitals, although we are seeing an uptick that I fear portends exactly what those states are seeing now. So we're really very concerned.
Well, this is why President Biden was saying earlier this week that more needs to be done to get shots into arms. Let's listen.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Will that work in a place like Alabama if people don't want the shot?
Right. That's a complicated question, right? What does wanting the shot mean? Not wanting the shot probably comprises several different components that you've got to address. The first one that President Biden just mentioned is really eliminating any physical barriers or structural barriers to getting the vaccine. And if that means knocking on people's doors, coming to their churches, coming to their barbecues, all of that stuff really does need to happen. The problem is that the second big dimension of that reluctance is around trust. And so what we're hearing from many, many people here is that we just don't know yet if these vaccines are safe. I don't know that I want my kid to have it. I don't know that I want my whoever to have it. And so we really need to work on getting role models out there, peers out there, and also trusted healthcare providers to advocate to their patients to get this done. Healthcare providers have a huge role in making this happen.
But from what I can tell, people have been trying to do that, just that, exactly that, for the last several months. So is it working?
You know, I think they have. But honestly, I think this is underappreciated. You know, the public health and healthcare workforce in general is pretty exhausted from this pandemic. You know, it's one thing to really get out there and set up great new initiatives where you're energized and starting things. It's another, you know, to kind of be limping along after you've dealt with this pretty grievous blow of, as you mentioned, 4 million deaths worldwide. Alabama suffered pretty bad. I mean, I feel like people are just starting to get back on their feet. And so, you know, we've had to kind of do that at the same time that we're facing this onslaught of a potential new wave of infections due to these new variants. So I have sympathy for people, you know, trying to do it, but it's not as easy, particularly in states with an infrastructure that is as tenuous as ours to do.
Can we talk about the Delta variant for just a moment? It is now officially the country's most dominant strain, so contagious that one epidemiologist said that you could catch it just by walking by someone who is infected. Are descriptions like that hyperbole? Should we be that concerned?
I wish they were hyperbole. I try to greatly limit my tendency to hyperbole, but in this case, I'm afraid when you look at the trajectory of the numbers of infections, number one, absolute numbers, and then the proportion due to Delta, you got to respect this variant greatly. There are estimates that you can be infected just by being exposed to someone in the course of 5 to 10 seconds. Certainly from a molecular standpoint, the way that this variant has evolved its attachment spike protein makes it very, very sticky for your respiratory tract, your nasal tract. So it is not just hyperbole. I think it's theoretically and very realistically possible and backed up by the trends we're seeing.
Dr. Jean Marazzo is professor of medicine and director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Thank you very much, as always, for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter. Stay safe.